From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department and residents of Mosul said Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields as an Iraqi coalition drives toward recapturing Iraq's second-largest city. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault will not be easy.
Mosul will be a difficult fight, and there will be advances and there will be setbacks, but I am confident that just as ISIL has been defeated in communities across Iraq, ISIL will be defeated in Mosul as well, and that will be another step towards their ultimate destruction.
A U.S. defense official says more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying nearly 30,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the operation. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages outside Mosul. Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from 3,000 to 5,000. International Committee of the Red Cross Regional Director Robert Mardini said had one simple message for the combatants: put civilians first.
Not targeting civilians, not targeting civilians' infrastructure. It means not attacking medical facilities and medical personnel, avoiding the use of heavy explosive weapons in densely populated areas, allowing people access to water, food, and medicine, treating people with dignity, giving safe passage to those who want to leave. It means giving humanitarian organizations access to help.
The long-awaited offensive is backed by U.S. strikes and also involves Sunni tribal forces and Shia militia. At least seven people, including five Somali soldiers and two al-Shabaab militants, were killed Tuesday in an attack on Afgoya, a town 30 kilometers northwest of the Somali capital Mogadishu. A suicide bomber detonated explosives-laden vehicle near a police station at African Union base. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on the rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepare for Thursday's unilateral humanitarian pause to allow anti-government fighters, along with the sick and wounded, to leave. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Larker of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said there's no guarantee all fighting will stop.
We need to have assurances from all parties to the conflict, not just a unilateral announcement that this will happen. We need everybody to give us those assurances before it is really immediately useful for us to do anything meaningfully on the humanitarian side, such as urgently evacuating the sick and the wounded, but also provide assistance into the city, which has been under siege for more than 30 months.
The 8-hour pause in military operations will last Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. Moscow has been accused of engaging in war crimes in Aleppo. An Iranian court sentenced an Iranian-American businessman, Siamak Namazi, and his 80-year-old father to 10 years in prison on charges of cooperating, quote, with the hostile American government. The elderly Bakir Namazi, a former UNICEF representative, once served as governor of Iran's oil-rich Khuzestan province under the Shah. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Tuesday the two have been unjustly detained and demanded their release. He said the sentencings could have a chilling effect on international investment in Iran.
Iran, by its behavior and some of its actions, needs to be aware that they're affecting the confidence that outside investors, companies, corporations have in investing in Iran. And that's just a reality.
Another dual citizen, Nizar Zaka, a permanent American resident from Lebanon, is among those sentenced to 10 years in prison. The Taliban has denied reports of secret meetings with Afghan government officials. The Guardian newspaper quoted anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the Taliban as confirming at least two interactions between the warring sides occurred last month and early this month. A spokesman for parents of 21 Chibok schoolgirls freed by Boko Haram after 2 years Tuesday appealed to the Nigerian government to help them reintegrate into society.
We appeal for the federal government to take care of their health. After taking care of their health, we want the federal government to take care of their education.
The girls were freed after negotiations between the Sunni insurgency and the government, with talks underway to free dozens more. China's economy expanded 6.7% in the third quarter, the same as the previous two quarters. The world's second-largest economy appears to be on track to meet a target growth rate this year of between 6.5% and 7%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.